Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Nightbest style Amen variation warp lab for warm tape style grit. Today we're making that dark, late night drum and bass break feel a little smoked out, a little worn in, and way more live, without wrecking the low end. The big idea here is simple: we want the Amen to feel human and musical, not perfectly locked and robot clean. A tiny bit of warp movement, some tasteful saturation, and a controlled grit layer can turn a plain break into something that feels expensive, moody, and ready for a proper DNB arrangement. Let's start with a new set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you want to test a slightly different feel later, you can try 172 or 174, but 170 is a great starting point for this lesson. Now drag in a clean Amen break onto an audio track. If you have a loop that already has a strong snare and a few ghost notes, even better. If it's super clean, no problem. We're going to shape it. Turn warp on for the clip. For now, use beats mode if it's behaving nicely, because that keeps the drum transients crisp. If the sample starts sounding stretched or a little facey later, you can test Complex Pro, but don't jump there too early. The goal is to preserve that break feeling. Now make a simple one-bar loop from the Amen. Listen closely and find the important hits. You want to identify the main snare, the kick hits, and any little ghost notes or hat details that give the break its personality. In DNB, the snare is the anchor. It's the thing that tells the listener where the groove lies, especially at faster tempos. Here's a really important beginner mindset shift. We are not trying to correct the break. We are trying to use warp as a groove tool. So instead of snapping every hit exactly to the grid, leave some natural movement in there. Keep the main snare close to the grid, but let small ghost notes breathe a little. If the loop feels too stiff, move a warp marker just a tiny bit. If it feels too loose, tighten only the most important hit or two. This is where the magic starts. Make a second copy of the clip so you have at least two versions. On one version, keep the snare steady and let the hat sit a touch late. On the second version, move one ghost note slightly early. We're talking tiny moves here, like just enough to feel the push or drag, not enough to sound broken. If you really want to think in numbers, small shifts in the 5 to 15 millisecond range are often enough. The main snare should stay mostly put, and the kick should remain solid so the groove doesn't collapse. That subtle movement is what gives darker jungle and rollers that micro-variation feeling. The ear hears those tiny changes as life. It feels like the break is breathing. Now let's add some warm tape-style grit. On the main break track, drop in saturator. Start with soft clip-on, and set drive somewhere around 2 to 5 dB. Don't overdo it yet. We want harmonics, not obvious fuzz. Then adjust output so the level matches bypass as closely as you can. That way you're hearing tone, not just volume. After saturator, at EQ 8, if there is any low rumble below the useful drum range, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break starts sounding boxy, make a small cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz area. And if the hats get sharp or a little fizzy, try a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz. The idea is to keep the break warm and readable while making room for the sub bass later. Now here's a really smart move: build a parallel grit layer instead of destroying the main break. You can duplicate the break track or send it to a return track and process it separately. This is the cleaner beginner approach because it lets your main drums stay punchy while the dirt layer adds character underneath. On that grit layer, try Redux very lightly or use Overdrive or another saturator. If you use Redux, keep the downsampling very mild, maybe around 1.2x to 2x, and only a tiny bit of bit reduction if needed. Then put a EQ8 after it and cut the lows below roughly 150 to 250 Hz. You do not want the dirty layer fighting the kick and sub. You want to feel the grime, not hear a separate distorted mess. A good balance here is that the main break stays in charge, and the grit layer just adds maybe 10 to 30% of the perceived energy. If the snare starts sounding papery or thin, turn the grit down. That's the line you want to watch. Now let's shape the drums a little more with glue compressor. Put it on the main drum group or the break bus if you've grouped things together. Use a gentle setting, like a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. We are not crushing the Amen. In drum and bass, the transient snap is part of the groove. Glue compressor should help the hits feel unified, not flattened. If the break feels too sharp after saturation, try moving the compressor before the saturator and compare. Sometimes a little gentle compression first makes the saturation feel smoother and more tape-like. Trust your ears here. At this point, You can make the loop feel more alive by creating different states. For example, make one cleaner version for the intro, one main warped version for the drop, and one dirtier printed version for fills or the end of a phrase. This is a great way to make the track feel arranged instead of just looped. If you want to go one step further, resample the break. Solo the processed break and record 4-bar or 8-bar pass to a new audio track. Once it's printed, you can slice it, mute a ghost note, or make a tiny fill without worrying about the original clip anymore. Printed audio often leads to better decisions, because you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging. Now let's add the bass, because the whole point of this lesson is mixing-friendly break processing that still leaves the low end clean. Use operator or wavetable and build a simple mono sub. Keep it mostly below 80 to 100 Hz, and keep it stable. In this style, the sub is not the flashy part. The sub is the foundation. Let the break do the movement and texture, and let the sub stay boring in the best possible way. Check the balance carefully. Does the kick still punch through? Does the snare still land clearly? Does the sub feel centered and solid? If the break processing is creating low-mid mod, use EQ8 on the drum bus and carve a little space around 150 to 300 Hz, but only if you need it. Don't carve blindly. Listen for the actual problem. A really useful habit is to mute one element at a time. Listen to the break alone. Then listen to the bass alone. If both parts sound strong by themselves, they usually combine much more easily in the mix. Now we arrange it like a Reval D&B section. Start with an 8-bar intro that's stripped down, maybe filtered, with atmosphere and a teased version of the break. Then bring in the full 16-bar drop with the main warped loop and the sub. After that, add a 4-bar switch up, where you can bring in a dirtier print, a little extra warp movement, or a tiny fill. Then finish with an 8-bar outro, where the bass drops out first and the break gets thinner so it works as a DJ-friendly exit. Automation is your friend here. You can open an auto filter gradually on the break during the intro, then automate saturator drive up by just 1 or 2 dB into the drop. You can also automate the grit layer level, so the drop feels like it opens up. Even a tiny increase in brightness or texture can make a section feel much bigger. Now do a mono check. This is super important in D&B. Collapse the mix to mono and listen carefully. Is the kick still there? Is the snare still clear? Does the sub stay centered? Does the grit layer get weird or facey? If something falls apart, simplify it. Keep the sub mono. Keep the main break mostly centered. If the mix feels cloudy, reduce saturation. Cut a little more low mid from the grit layer, or lower the break bus instead of pushing the master louder. Remember, a little headroom is a good thing. Let the drums breathe. That's part of what makes this style hit so hard. So, to recap the core workflow, start with a clean Amen at 170 BPM, warp it subtly for groove instead of correction, add warm saturation and EQ for tape-style grit, use a parallel dirt layer so the main break stays punchy, keep the sub mono and clean, and arrange the whole thing into an intro, drop, switch up, and outro. The big creative lesson here is that the best Nightbus-style break processing is not about extreme sound design. It's about control. It's about just enough warp to feel human, just enough grit to feel aged, and just enough space for the kick, snare, and sub to stay powerful. If you can make the break feel worn, warm, and alive without losing the low end, you're absolutely on the right track. That's the sound, that's the vibe, and that's how you build a dark, tape-washed Amen section that feels ready to roll.